What duties do you have with being state president?
As state president, I run the state officer team, represent our members, and serve on the board of directors of Pennsylvania FBLA. But my main job is to keep our officers in line and make sure everyone has a great time while they're doing PA FBLA.
What do your roles entail in FBLA?
For FBLA, I currently hold three office positions. I am Pennsylvania FBLA state president, the Region 22 president, and the Delaware Valley FBLA president. And the main role I have is just being there for the members and making sure that they can come to me with whatever they need. I am their voice, so that way when they have a concern, I can bring it to whoever and just make sure that it gets addressed. And if they have something positive to tell us, I can make sure that it gets across to the board.
What is the most rewarding part of FBLA?
The most rewarding part of FBLA is seeing the projects completed. When everything is said and done, you get to see all your hard work come into one big project and solution. It's just amazing. Especially at conferences, being able to see all those happy faces on stage and all the awards that are won. It's just amazing.
What has prepared you for your position as state president?
Before state president, I served as Pennsylvania FBLA state secretary and previously as VP at large for PA FBLA. And both of those roles were introductory roles and prepared me for the workload of being state president and also what came in tail with president.
What motivates you the most?
Probably just the drive in my head that I can do something. And when I know I can do something, I know that I can accomplish anything that I want to. And especially just knowing that I have a strong student body behind me and my advisors, it really keeps me going even when things can get hard.
What have you been currently working on for FBLA?
For FBLA right now, we are working on moving our membership through the year. So for DVFBLA, we are registering our members and we are at an all-time high. I don't have the exact number just yet, but we have already surpassed last year's membership. And for state FBLA, we are working on our state leadership workshop plans, which will take place at Kalahari. And we are writing our script for that, which that's always an exciting process too.
What overall has been your favorite project that you worked on?
Last year, I worked with Cassandra Joyce on broadcast journalism, and we placed second in the state and went to nationals. But it was a special kind of project because we got to be fake news reporters all year, which was really exciting. And we didn't do a stereotypical news report. We did fun topics like we interviewed people from the Daily Grind, and we talked about international football, while other projects probably didn't talk about fun things like that.
What effect do you think FBLA has on your future?
FBLA has made me a very person, if that makes any sense. I used to be really shy, and FBLA helped pull me out of my shell. And really, I think that's going to help me in my future because I want to go to a big college. So to be successful at a big college, you have to be willing to talk to people and get to know them. And I owe a lot of my success in being a people person to FBLA.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
You should all join FBLA. It's really great.